local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Ah, yes. Welcome back, Pensacola, right now, here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. It's 850-437-1620. Top three stories. Let's have Austin read our top three stories for us.
Alrighty, well, starting with State Senator Doug Broxson, he was congratulated on 14 years of public service at yesterday's Escambia Board of Commissioners meeting. His second term on the Florida Senate ends this November, and of course he's served in the Florida House, serving from 2012 to 2016 there. Fellow legislator Alex Andrade and Pensacola businessman Collier Merrill were in attendance for the ceremony. Also, your second story here, there may be a chance of some storms next week, but for now, the weather is looking great in our area, but water safety officials do stress that, excuse me, I'm reading local headlines. What the heck? Top three stories. The Secret Service is providing an update on the internal investigation of the attempted assassination of former President Trump. Secret Service Acting Director Ronald Rowe told reporters today that Trump's security detail didn't know the shooter was on the building with a gun until he opened fire. He said within seconds of the shooting, Trump's detail covered him and a sniper neutralized the shooter with a single shot. Rowe called the incident a failure and promised accountability within the agency. Now your second top three story. Kamala Harris has enough delegate votes to be the Democratic presidential nominee that has been confirmed. The vice president crossed the threshold of delegate votes during a virtual roll call today, and she will officially accept a nomination this week, or next week, rather. The Democratic National Committee's vote started Thursday morning, and Harris ran for the nomination unopposed. And thirdly here, more than 397,000 acres have been burned in Northern California, as the largest active wildfire in the U.S. rages on. So far, the Park Fire is 24% contained. Over 530 structures have been destroyed by the fire, and another 6,700 are threatened. No deaths or injuries have been reported at this time, though, luckily. And those are your top three stories, Bobby.
All right. Now back to the local stories. You already mentioned the first one about Doug Broxson. Also, we do have the chance of storms next week because of the tropical storm that's going to be entering into the Gulf. But water safety officials do stress that beachgoers need to watch out for the heat. We've been under a heat advisory all week long, as lifeguards have reportedly been handling several people with heat injuries over the past few days. Another thing to look out for are sea nettles or jellyfish that pack quite a punch with their sting. For today, the green and purple flags are flying.
And a former Olympic swimmer was in the right place at the right time, saving a teenager's life near Crab Island this week. Happened Wednesday on Choctawahatchee Bay. Cleet and Lindsay Keller were on their honeymoon when they witnessed a jet ski accident. That's when Cleet jumped into action, swimming to the young man who was motionless in the water. The teen was given CPR on the water until he opened his eyes and began moving again. And though he has not been identified, authorities say that he's being treated at an area hospital.
And then a Pensacola man has been arrested for a homicide that took place at Forest Creek Apartments last June. 25-year-old Tyrell Griffin is being charged with second-degree murder for the altercation that saw a man get hit with gunfire not intended for him before he died at the hospital. According to WEAR, Griffin fled into the water near the Navy Point Bridge before being captured yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. Just about 5:15 here, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, let's see. It's not as bad as it was last hour, but there are still several spots of note. If you're traveling westbound on I-10 towards Palafox Street, we do have some backups there. We had an accident reported on the on-ramp when you're turning on from I-110 north onto I-10 west. So that could definitely be contributing to some of the backups over there. 9 Mile Road, if you're traveling westbound passing Pensacola Boulevard, we do have some backups in that area also. And Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Beyond that, it's going to be Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway looking kind of rough, and Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Outside of that, though, there doesn't appear to be too much that's going to hold you up for too long, at least not at this time. As for the weather, it's 86 degrees in Pensacola. We are in the middle of a heat advisory. Actually, upon refreshing the page, the 86 has inched up to 87, so this is a scandal for sure. As we get into tonight, it's going to be a low of 81 with about a 20% chance of thunderstorms. And then tomorrow on your Saturday, it's going to be another heat advisory with a high of 94, and those chances of thunderstorms could get as high as 60%. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
All right. Let's get into our the tropics here. We've been watching this storm all week long. The latest from the National Hurricane Center shows that there's an 80% chance of it forming over the next 48 hours, 90% chance of it forming over the next 7 days. It's called, now it's called Potential Tropical Cyclone 4. If it actually does develop into an actual storm, it'll be a tropical depression, Debbie. And now we look at the latest storm track. Now they finally have an actual, like, cone for us to be able to pay attention to. So the forecast cone now shows, one, it is over Cuba, over the center of Cuba right now, and they're expected by sometime tomorrow, like midnight, it'll be a tropical depression. And then it will cross the Keys and then ride up past Fort Myers, Naples area, going like kind of towards us, but then it's going to head back east over Tampa area, maybe further north into Tallahassee. We don't know exactly for sure where it'll be, but the landfall will happen sometime between like midnight Sunday night or late Sunday night and early Monday morning. So looks like we're going to be spared for now. It will be they're predicting it will be a tropical storm, but we will be spared of it. And of course, we're going to get rain early next week due to it, but no major winds and things like that. So that's the latest update there. And speaking of which, 54 of the 67 counties are under a state of emergency from Governor DeSantis' executive order that he issued yesterday. And yes, Escambia County, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton counties are all some of the 54 counties that are under that state of emergency. And the state of emergency allows resources to be mobilized and implementation of emergency plans.
And Florida's price gouging hotline has been activated ahead of this whole shindig here. State law prohibits sharp increases in the price of essential products during a storm-related state of emergency. So when those prices are seemingly and suddenly spiked, well, that's what the gouging hotline is for. So items that are supposed to be protected with this gouging hotline include food, gasoline, and hotel rooms. So if you suspect a price gouging scam, it can be reported to the Attorney General's office online at myfloridalegal.com or 866-9-NO-SCAM. Again, that phone number is 866-9-NO-SCAM.
So we're talking about the storms that are coming over, you know, that are hitting all the time. And that's one of the reasons why we've seen property insurance rates rise. Well, the state's largest property insurance carrier wants to raise rates again. Citizens Property Insurance Corporation asked state regulators yesterday to approve a rate hike. The average policyholder was seeing an increase of more than 13%. The carrier is backed by the state, and they want to raise rates to encourage policyholders to buy plans with private companies in order to reduce the state's liability. Currently, they have over 1 million customers, and they want to get under 1 million by the end of the year.
That's not cool. And the NRA wants to overturn a Florida gun law. The NRA asked an appeals court on Wednesday to examine a law that bans anyone under the age of 21 from buying rifles and other long guns. This was passed six years ago after the deadly mass shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School, of course. The state has until the end of the month to respond to the motion.
And charges against a mother accused of the deaths of her twin toddlers are expected to be upgraded. In February, a mother's three-year-old twins were found unresponsive in a van on I-95 North Ramp. The children later died, and she was charged with child neglect with great bodily harm. Now the medical examiner has determined the twins' cause of death was homicide. Authorities say murder charges are now pending against the mother.
God, how terrible. Just about 5:20 here. We'll take a quick break. We got a couple more state headlines that if we're feeling really frisky, we'll take a shot at when we return. But, of course, we'll also get a deep dive of some national headlines for you here on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
The Bible records a conversation between Jesus and Peter in which Jesus asks Peter three times, "Lovest thou me?" And three times Peter responds with, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." Interestingly, after each exchange, Jesus called Peter not just to declare his love with his words, but Jesus wanted Peter to demonstrate his love with his actions. Jesus is essentially saying, "Don't talk about it, be about it." When you read of Peter's life in the book of Acts, you see a man who, in spite of great physical discomfort, comfort boldly demonstrates his love for Christ. Let us learn from the example of Peter and not just declare our love for Jesus with our lips, but seek opportunities to demonstrate our love for Christ to a world who desperately needs to see bold, loving, and faithful Christians.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hello, I'm Rhett Rowell, a lifelong Santa Rosa County resident, and I'm a candidate for Santa Rosa County Commission, District 3. I'm running because Santa Rosa has real problems affecting you every day, including traffic congestion and improper drainage. We can do better. Santa Rosa County needs a unifier, and I am that voice. I would be humbled to receive your vote. From sand to soil across our great county, I will be your common sense conservative commissioner that you will be proud of. Please visit RhettRowell.com to learn more.
Paid for and approved by Rhett Rowell, Santa Rosa County Commission.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Got a question here. If Biden would have dropped out before the Democratic primaries, do you believe that Kamala Harris would be the Democratic nominee? Hard to say. I still think she might have been, but I don't think it would have been like a guaranteed, set thing. And the reason why I think she might have been is because it's still, when it comes down to it, it's a popularity contest. Yes, in the first, in 2016, when she was running for president, she didn't even have enough support to even, you know, stay in the race past Iowa. But that being said, you got to remember that she didn't have the name recognition she has now. And it's a popularity contest. That's what it comes down to. So, yeah, she didn't then, but that doesn't mean that she wouldn't have been able to, you know, to get it now. So anyway, coming up here in about 10 minutes, we'll get your next top three stories, and we'll get into some sports stories and everything like that. Right now, it's 525. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Looking at the roads here, if we do have some backups on I-10 still, if you're traveling westbound approaching Palafox Street, that's going to have you pushed back onto I-110 North, or at least the ramp that connects to I-110 North. At the intersection of Burgess Road and Palafox Street, we also have some backups still lingering around there, and Pensacola Boulevard as well. That's Highway 29 if you're traveling northbound approaching Burgess, so be on the lookout for that just entire trifecta there. Then it's going to be Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway, and let's see here, Blue Angel Parkway itself. Wow, how about that if you're traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road? So just several spots with some lingering issues here, and that's just in Pensacola. We do have confirmation of an accident report of that Gulf Breeze Parkway area. Remember, if you're traveling westbound towards Bayshore Road, that was giving us trouble for a while. There is still some backups in that immediate vicinity, so be on the lookout for that. And there's still a little bit on Navarre Parkway as well if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather here, it's 87 degrees in Pensacola. We are in the middle of a heat advisory. As we get into tonight, the low is going to be 81 with a slight chance of thunderstorms. And then tomorrow, we're basically just going to see it ramped right back up. High of 94 degrees, another heat advisory, and chances of thunderstorms that get as high as 60%. So very hot and potentially very rainy on your Saturday. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby. Bobby, Earth to Bobby. Well, Bobby, if you're there, I can't hear you.
About that.
All right.
A pedestrian is dead now after being hit by a train, the Brightline train. It struck a pedestrian earlier today, and the victim's name has not yet been released.
And a man is facing charges after taking it upon himself to deal with an annoying alligator. Brevard County's 71-year-old Robert Collin. He was arrested after a 9-foot gator was found tied to a fence. The sheriff's office says that he lassoed the gator with a nylon rope and tied it to a handrail, with the gator having to be euthanized as a result. Collin claims the gator had been eating the turtles he feeds as therapy for his heart condition and that he had called animal control, but nothing was ever done. So, of course, this kind of points at a bigger issue of, all right, well, if you don't do something about it, I have to.
I mean, here's the thing. I agree with him wanting to take matters into his own hands, but that story of he feeds turtles for his heart condition,
yeah,
sounds a little off. Like, I don't have a problem with him lassoing a gator, being like, "Stay out of my pond," but the story behind it sounded a little fishy. A man is facing charges after a high-speed chase ended with a crash in Miami Gardens. He led police on a chase in a stolen vehicle. At some point during the chase, he went off the road. Officers made contact with his vehicle, and he crashed into two others before finally stopping. There has been no word if the occupants of the other two vehicles were injured. Now the man faces multiple charges, including grand theft and fleeing and eluding a police officer.
My goodness. Just a quick look at some national headlines here. A U.S. appeals court is blocking the Biden administration from reinstating net neutrality rules. So those are rules that would prohibit internet service providers from slowing speeds or blocking content for certain users, and would also stop providers from blocking certain websites. The Sixth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals said that it was temporarily blocking the rules because broadband providers were likely to succeed in a legal challenge. Oral arguments on the issue will be scheduled for late October.
The law firm that was tasked with trying to help Kamala Harris find a VP running mate, they have apparently finished their work and they've turned their findings over to the vice president. And now we know that she's expected to make her announcement sometime at the end of like Tuesday night when she's kicking off a campaign going to swing states.
And former President Trump's campaign pulled in $139 million in July and has $327 million on hand. But on the other side of that, his Democratic rival for the White House is, of course, Harris. Her campaign raised $310 million. That's the biggest grassroots funding effort in presidential campaign history. Two-thirds of that total came from first-time donors, and that leaves the campaign with $377 million in the bank, which doesn't even include what Harris took over from the Biden campaign after the president dropped out. The Trump campaign is asking the Federal Election Commission to review the finances, arguing that the money transfer is a massive campaign finance violation.
The Justice Department is suing TikTok over claims that the social media company violated children's privacy laws. The agency accused the app of allowing children under the age of 13 to create accounts and collect data on those children. It says TikTok failed to comply with parents' requests to delete accounts and information. If verified, TikTok would be violating the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. It's Pensacola right now here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I got a text here. Hey, Bobby, just catching a bit. How about some of those old dad jokes? Heard one oldie, but a good one to me. How did the ham leave the hospital? Because it was cured. Okay. Good stuff. I always love the Daily Dad jokes.
I'm John Saucier. Democratic delegates preparing to meet in Chicago this month for the Democratic National Convention, where Vice President Kamala Harris is expected to accept that nomination for president. The VP thanking delegates and Democratic supporters in a call that was live streamed on X.
I am honored to be the presumptive Democratic nominee for president of the United States. And I will tell you, the tireless work of our delegates, our state leaders and staff has been pivotal in making this moment possible.
Well, a jobs report for the month of July showing weaker than expected jobs growth and rising unemployment. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan on Fox Business criticizing the platform of the vice president and its effect on the economy.
She wants to raise people's taxes.
Yeah.
If she wins the election, she wants to raise people's taxes. She wants to take away your health care and all the other left-wing ideologies and positions she has that are only going to exacerbate the already bad economy we have.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The U.S. created a lackluster 114,000 new jobs last month, which is a sign of the slowdown in hiring since the spring as high interest rates continue to squeeze the U.S. economy. Unemployment, however, rose to 4.3%, up from 4.1%, and hit the highest level since October of 2021. And those issues impacting Wall Street today as stocks took a tumble. The Dow fell 610 points, good enough for a 1.5% loss. The S&P 500 dropped 100, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ tumbled by 418 points, losing nearly 2.5%. Apple reporting fiscal third quarter earnings yesterday that beat Wall Street expectations, with overall revenue rising 5%. U.S. oil futures for September are down more than 2.8% to just around $74.15 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. We all know the USA's men's basketball team will go on to win gold. However, even with that feeling inevitable, I feel like all I'm seeing is Coach Steve Kerr getting dragged online for the NBA star players he couldn't find minutes for. I know it's a tremendous honor to represent your country at the Olympics, but if I was Steve Kerr, I'd much rather be on vacation with my toes buried in the sand and a beer in hand than coaching Team USA with all the inane criticism that comes with it. I'm Zach Gelb.
Is your everyday congestion preventing you from enjoying life's big moments? Try Vicks Sinex Saline today and get yourself back in the action. Vicks Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion with a gentle ultrafine mist. Sinex Saline's drug-free, no-mess formula instantly moisturizes and soothes dry, irritated nasal passages for quick and effective relief. Get back to enjoying life's big moments to the fullest without having to worry about everyday congestion holding you back. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
This is it. Shop the Lowe's closeout event to get up to 70% off select major appliances for your home. Plus, get up to 60% off select patio furniture and accessories for your outdoor spaces. So hurry into your local store today, because these deals are too good to last. Shop them now before they're gone, because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 8/7 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
The recent global outage had many businesses scrambling to recover. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. The single program made millions of business and government systems inoperable. As an owner, you and your IT team should have a plan in place for when trouble strikes. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola is the area's premier bicycle store and full-service repair shop for all makes and models. They specialize in top-notch customer service with the largest selection of e-bikes around. Trek Store has a full line of bike accessories and racks and can fit all riders from a child's first to seniors. Locally owned and operated by Robbie Mott, serving cyclists for over 20 years, you'll experience the best at Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola, 701 East Cervantes Street, and online at trekstoregulfcoast.com.
I'm Earl McCauley, and I'm running for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm a 22-year teaching veteran and 20-year resident of District 4. Last year, I was the Gulf Breeze High School Teacher of the Year with a 97% pass rate on a challenging AP literature exam. My goals as a board member are teacher retention, middle schools, and addressing issues with books and libraries. Your vote for Earl McCauley on August 20th will bring common sense for the school board. I'm Earl McCauley for School Board District 4, and I approve this message.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 5:35 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Several spots to note here. We're actually going to start on Highway 90. We did get an accident report. If you were traveling eastbound on Highway 90, that's Caroline Street, just in front of Chick-fil-A. It doesn't appear to be causing much, if any, backups at this time, though. But nonetheless, something we'll keep an eye on for you. Outside of that, it's going to be I-10 if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Palafox Street itself, if you're at the intersection with Burgess Road, and Pensacola Boulevard if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess. Also going to be the intersection of 9 Mile Road in Palafox Street. So it's all about Palafox Street right now. That's where we're seeing the most congestion in Pensacola. On top of that, it's going to be Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. And let's see, Navarre Parkway may have a little bit still if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. But for the most part, it looks like that has cleared out. As for the weather, it's 87 degrees in Pensacola. We are in a heat advisory, and as we get into this evening, the low is going to be 81 with a 20% chance of thunderstorms. Heading into tomorrow, however, it's going to be significantly hotter and significantly higher chances of rain, with your high being 94 and chances of thunderstorms being as high as 60%. That's your traffic and weather together, Bobby.
All right. The Secret Service is providing top three stories here for you. The Secret Service is providing an update on the internal investigation of the attempted assassination of former President Trump. Secret Service's acting director, Ronald Rowe, called the incident a failure and promised accountability within the agency, and told reporters today that Trump's security detail didn't know the shooter was on the building with a gun until he opened fire. He said within seconds of the shooting, Trump's detail covered him and the sniper neutralized the shooter with one single shot. Kamala Harris has enough delegate votes to be the Democrat presidential nominee. The Democratic National Committee's vote started Thursday morning, and Harris ran for the nomination unopposed. She crossed the threshold of delegate votes during that roll call vote today. She'll officially accept the nomination next week, however. And more than 397,000 acres have been burned in Northern California as the largest active wildfire in the United States rages on. So far, the Park Fire is 24% contained. Over 530 structures have been destroyed, and 6,700 are being threatened. No deaths or injuries have been reported. And those are your top three stories. Let's get into your medal count in sports right now. So the United States continues to lead with total medals with 43. France is at 36. China, 31. We are still four medals behind first when it comes to gold medals. China has 13. France and Australia have 11. And we are tied with Britain at Great Britain at 9. What else we got going on in the sports?
Well, let's see. We have men's soccer, U.S. men's soccer, being out of the Paris Olympics already. I know it seems like it happened pretty soon. However, it wasn't that bad of a run, relatively speaking. So they fell 4-0 to Morocco in the quarterfinals of the men's soccer tournament today. That was the furthest that the team's made it into competition since the 2000 Olympics in Sydney. The team failed to qualify for the last three Olympics, and the U.S. men's soccer has not won a medal in the modern Olympic era. So I guess all things considered, it wasn't too bad of a run. In swimming, Kate Douglas has her first career gold medal after coming out on top in the 200-meter breaststroke. Also, the we got Katie Ledecky as well. She helped Team USA dominate the pool by capturing her 13th medal in the 4x200-meter freestyle relay. She is now the most decorated female swimmer in Olympic history. And in boxing, we had the Italian women's boxer who quit her fight against her opponent, apologizing for the controversy that has come from it. Algeria's Amani Halif has faced questions about her gender after Angela Carini quit her bout against her in just 46 seconds. The International Olympic Committee has stood by its decision to allow Halif to compete despite being disqualified by other organizations because they stressed that she was born female, was registered female, lived her life as a female, and has a female passport. So, looks like we're going to have to agree to disagree on Halif, at least for now, or at least some people are. In the NFL, we had last night's Hall of Fame game finishing a bit early. Zeus decided that he didn't care to watch it, so it got rained out with over a quarter remaining. The Bears did win 21-17, though, and Chicago QB Brett Ripien, however you want to say that, threw three touchdowns on just four incompletions in the comeback win. And we also saw a couple of passes from Austin Reed, who, of course, won a national title in college with the West Florida Argonauts. I don't know if those ring a bell to any of you, but yeah, pretty big name there. And then in the NBA, we had the second of three Kobe Bryant statues outside of Crypto.com Arena getting unveiled today, but not just for anyone. It's a private ceremony, and it will not be open to the public just yet. It features Kobe and his daughter Gianna, who were, of course, just horribly killed in that 2020 helicopter crash. Today's date, 8/2/24, of course, was chosen deliberately because Kobe Bryant wore 8 and 24 during his playing career, and Gianna wore number 2 in youth basketball. And then lastly, here we got some MLB scores for you. The Cubs already beat the Cardinals 6-3 today. Right now, we've just got a couple of games getting underway. Diamondbacks and Pirates are tied at 0 in the top of the first, and heading into the bottom of the first, Royals and Tigers are tied at 0 as well. Some notable games that will be coming on later are Orioles at Guardians. That's going to be getting underway at 6:10. Marlins at Braves at 6:20. That's another big one, especially around here. And we'll give score updates on those around this time next hour. And then we've got Rays at Astros at 7:10. That one's getting underway on MLB Network. So there's another piece of local representation for you with the Tampa Bay Rays taking on the Astros. And Bobby, that is your sports headlines, my friend. But, you know, I was just about to send it to you. However, I changed my mind. It's just about 5:45 here. So we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. We did have an accident report on Caroline Street. That's Highway 90 in front of the Chick-fil-A. Doesn't appear to be causing much, if any, backups, though. Outside of that, it's just a bit more of the same. I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway, and Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, though that last spot has seemingly cleared out a good deal. And we also have some backups lingering a bit on Palafox Street towards the intersection with Burgess Road. As for the weather, it's 87 degrees in Pensacola with a heat advisory, 20% chance of rain tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be another heat advisory with a high of 94 and thunderstorm chances as severe as 60%. All righty, Bobby, there you go.
All right. A little piece of news here for you as it pertains to the NFL. If you're an NFL fan, you're going to see a rule change this year that if you're like me, it's going to bother you. Onside kicks are now illegal before the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's dumb.
And in the fourth quarter, if you want to have an onside kick or after the fourth quarter, because it could be, you know, fourth quarter or overtime, then you have to announce it to the other team and to the officials. I do not like this rule at all. It really, really bothers me. I don't even know why they would mess with it. Like, what's the issue with having an onside kick? If it's early in the game, or you want to start off a game, that's up to you. You know, I don't see anything wrong with it, but that's a new rule right there.
If I had to guess, it's, first of all, whenever we see a rule change, especially a more severe one, obviously our mind's going to go to it being for safety reasons. And onside kicks involve short distance, hurrying for the ball because it's all the higher stakes. So I guess technically by that definition, it is all the more quote unquote dangerous of a kickoff. So they don't want to spring it on anybody. They don't want it to be done unless it absolutely has to be done. So yes, but I agree with you 100%. It seems like it sucks a lot of the thrill out of some of these tight games because you never know what to expect.
I mean, everything shouldn't be predictable. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, the 10th annual Pensacola Dragon Boat Festival is coming up Saturday, October 12th. The Northeast Pensacola Sertoma Club is hosting up to 40 teams, supported by thousands of spectators competing for bragging rights. The races start at 8 o'clock on Bayou Tejar, just off of Bayview Park. Enter a team or become a sponsor now. Just get more information on our website, newsradio923.com. National Park admission will be free all day on Sunday. The U.S. Department of the Interior is celebrating 4 years since the Great American Outdoors Act was signed into law, which provided $900 million annually in oil and gas revenues for the Land and Water Conservation Fund, and more than $9 billion over 5 years for national park maintenance. The National Park Service Director said those planning to visit a park, though, should visit its website before heading out to a national park to see if any projects supported by the act will affect their visit.
And Hunter Biden will be sentenced in his Delaware federal gun case on November 13th. Back in June, he was found guilty on all three federal felony gun charges that he faced. He faces up to 25 years in prison. The charges were connected to when he bought a gun back in 2018, and prosecutors said he lied about his drug use on a federal background check form. And, of course, Hunter Biden is controversially the first child of a sitting president to be convicted of a crime during their time in office.
And the death of a Milwaukee man who was killed when he was pinned to the ground by security officers is being ruled a homicide. Devontae Mitchell's autopsy report said that he died from restraint asphyxia and toxic effects of cocaine and methamphetamine. The incident was captured partially on video, and employees at the hotel said this has happened. Where this happened have been fired since then, because once again, this is security officers that work there. Police said they referred four charges of the felony murder in Mitchell's death.
And some health, business, and science notes, just a couple very quickly. Unemployment is rising in the U.S. The unemployment rate rose to 4.3% in July, above market expectations that it would stay at 4.1%. That's the highest rate since October of 2021. Numbers out this morning from the Bureau of Labor Statistics show that the number of non-farm jobs jumped by 114,000, which was slower than anticipated.
Speaking of which, Intel is cutting 15,000 jobs, or 15% of its workforce. Wow. Its CEO, Pat Gelsinger, made the announcement in a note to employees on Thursday. This comes as the company tries to save $10 billion in 2025 after posting disappointing second quarter results. He said in a note, "This is an incredibly hard day for Intel as we are making some of the most consequential changes in our company's history." He said the move was necessary because costs are currently too high with margins too low.
And former CNN host Don Lemon is suing Elon Musk for canceling his show on X. The suit accuses X of using Lemon's name and reputation to attract advertisers and make a profit. First episode was recorded in March with Lemon interviewing Musk. The next day, according to the suit, Musk canceled the deal, which had promised Lemon a $1.5 million payment annually, along with a percentage of ad revenue. Just about 5:50 here. We'll take one last quick break for this hour. When we return, we may squeeze in a couple more health or pop culture notes, along with some wacky news wacky stories and good news. My goodness, how long have I been doing this? Just about 5:50 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Celanese Pensacola's specialty elastomers manufacturing plant in Cantonment is hiring production and packaging operators. The Celanese plant is a 24-hour facility offering competitive pay and benefits, including health, 401k, and vacation. Must be able to work rotating shifts, weekends, holidays, and mandatory overtime. Apply online at Celanese.com. That's Celanese.com by August 18th, 2024. Celanese is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, I'm Tappy Villain. With 24 years of experience serving the voters of Santa Rosa County, I am seeking another term. Having successfully been a part of 44 elections, 3 statewide, 2 countywide, and 2 municipal recounts, I am the only candidate for supervisor of elections with actual experience administering elections. Continue the tradition of successful elections in Santa Rosa County and remember the name Vote Tappy Villain on August 20th. Paid by Tappy Villain Republican for Supervisor of Elections.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Pensacola right now here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Bands on the Beach every Tuesday at 7 o'clock at Casino Beach. And coming up this week is, this Tuesday, is Blackwater Country. They're a vocal-centric country band based right out of Pensacola here. So you can check them out this Tuesday at 7 o'clock at Casino Beach. Bring your lawn chair, bring some blankets. No pets and no glass are allowed. So just a heads up right there. All right, continuing on here with some of the national stories. The advertisements on Facebook and Instagram are driving users to online marketplaces for illegal drugs. The Wall Street Journal says Meta is facing a federal investigation after continuing to collect revenue from ads that violate its policies, specifically those which ban the sale of illicit drugs. After clicking on ads, users are driven to third-party messaging apps or websites that offer menus, pricing, and instructions for placing orders. Lawmakers have been discussing the need to hold big tech companies responsible for what third parties post on their platforms. But under current law, they aren't liable.
And ExxonMobil is reporting better-than-expected second-quarter profits of $9.2 billion, thanks largely to the acquisition of shale oil firm Pioneer Natural Resources. The numbers were pushed up by record production in Guyana and the Permian Basin, which made up for lower fuel prices.
Let's get into some pop culture. M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong's new movie, Trap, is off to a decent start at the box office. The thriller made $2.2 million from Thursday previews yesterday. It is expected to make between $15 and $20 million in its first weekend. Also new this week is the kids' movie Harold and the Purple Crayon, which I'll share some thoughts about here in a second. It brought in $725,000 from preview nights and is projected to make between $6 and $7 million. Deadpool and Wolverine is expected to run away with first place for the second week straight, though. It's expected to make between $75 and $95 million in its sophomore outing. So going back to Harold and the Purple Crayon, I went and saw that last night with my 14-year-old daughter, and I thought it was a very cute movie. Zachary Levi. Zachary Levi, who's, you know, Shazam, and before that he was Chuck in the TV series. He just does a really good job of playing like this innocent person. And so he's Harold, this cartoon character who comes into the real world. And he's, you know, not used to the real world. So think of it kind of like Barbie coming into the real world, but it's even more of an innocent storyline than what Barbie was. And so I thought it was really fun and cute. There were some ladies next to me, some older ladies that were just laughing their head off. Thought it was fantastic. My daughter, Allie, she said, "Dad, that was so cringe." I'm like, "What do you mean it was so cringe? It was so cute." And she was like, "Dad, it was so cheesy." I'm like, "Yeah, it's a kid. It's like, it was fantastic. I thought it was great. Like, I was smiling most of the movie." And she was like, "Dad, it was cringe." I'm like, "You were laughing too." She's like, "Just because I was laughing doesn't mean I didn't think it wasn't cringe." I'm like, "Whatever."
That's true.
14-year-olds, come on now. You think that's true?
I think it is true. You can find something cringy and laugh. Like, for example, sometimes on TV, you'll come across like the original Three Stooges. That is so stupid, but I'm laughing because it's like,
Three Stooges are great.
Well, that's the thing. I'm like, I can't believe like people found this as like gut busting comedy, but you find yourself laughing because it's like, what the hell? So, yeah, I mean, I get what she's saying for sure. I
thought it was a really good movie. I thought it was cute.
I've heard good things about it.
It's nice to watch something that's like wholesome and doesn't have stuff in it that you have to go, am I watching this with my kids? You know, even though my kids are older, but still, I thought it was a cute movie. So, but it sounds like it's going to come in third place this weekend after M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong's movie Trap. So,
just past 5:55 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, still kind of messed up, causing minor backups over there. Same with Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. Outside of that, though, there doesn't appear to be too much that's going to hold you up for particularly long. As for the weather, it's still 87 degrees in Pensacola with our heat advisory sticking around. As we get into tonight, a 20% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 81. And as we get into Saturday, it's going to be a high of 94 with another heat advisory coming in and about a 60% chance of thunderstorms. Hopefully it won't be that high, but the chance is there. Bobby?
Season 2 of Netflix hit series Squid Game finally has a release date. The second season will drop December 26th, and then it's going to have a third and final season releasing sometime in 2025. The first season of the show still ranks as one of the most watched seasons of TV in Netflix's history, and it actually won 6 Emmys. I did not watch Squid Game. Did you watch Squid Game?
Yes, I did. It was pretty good. I don't know. I think the story, for the most part, kind of came full circle. I don't know how good the second season is going to be. So they've got some big shoes to fill. That's for darn sure.
Isn't this like a thriller type of a game thing? Like you die? People die and stuff?
It's like a game show, and it's like, if you fail, you actually like get killed right then and there.
What? Why would somebody want to watch this? doesn't sound like it makes me smile at all.
Oh, no. It's a very nerve-wracking show for sure. Yeah, because like...
I like old-style Disney type stuff. Everything has to end in a happy ending.
And you like Harold and the Purple Crayon.
Ending, I have to watch like 2 or 3 movies afterwards that all have happy endings just to get me out of like the bad. Like that was horrible. I like things that end with a fairy tale ending every single time.
No, yeah, then don't watch Squid Game. Avoid it like the plague. Tom Cruise is working on a stunt to close out the Paris Olympics and pass the flag onto L.A. for the 2028 Games. The plan for the closing ceremony will reportedly see Cruise rappelling down the top of Stade de France with the official Olympic flag, and then the TV broadcast will cut to a previously recorded film showing him flying with the flag from Paris to L.A. where he skydives down to the Hollywood sign.
That is wackadoodle.
Yeah, he's weird.
It's a virtual day in New York court for singer Justin Timberlake. He pled not guilty to the DWI. His lawyer is trying to get the case dismissed, claiming that Timberlake, when he was swerving in and out of lanes, was not actually drunk. I've actually been pulled over twice in New York state for drunk driving, and I've never had a taste of alcohol in my life. The officer's like, why were you swerving then? I'm like, because there was no other cars coming. The whole road's mine now.
Yeah, I own this. I own these streets.
I own this thing. All right. This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, hour number 3 coming up right around the corner. Stick around.